For Amanda, noticer, plum picker, true best friend. From Nina LaCour. Welcome, friend. We have something to tell you. There may come a day when you lose yourself, and the losing might feel like an empty space. And there may come a moment when you discover the thing you were born to do and how right it feels to do it. And there will most likely come an afternoon when you eat a very good sandwich. And that will be important too. Remember the magic of a perfect song. Remember the taste of a rose hard candy. Remember that the point of a party is to have a good time. We don't believe in giving advice, but here is some anyway. Notice everything. Now come right in and take off your shoes. Our best regards, the Robinsons. Part 1. Identity Crisis. Chapter 1. In the pink apartment house on Poppy Hill, snug in her bed in apartment C, Ella Josephine Norwood was waking up. The other residents of 1106 Wildflower Place were already going about their mornings. Matilda in apartment D had been on work call since before the sun rose. The Robinsons upstairs were drinking coffee from rose-patterned coffee cups and plotting something mysterious. Cleo and Leo downstairs were too new to the building for Ella to know precisely what they were doing, but she was sure she would soon find out. And Jacques and Merland, from across the hall, were heading to their separate downtown offices, where horns blared and trains rumbled and high heels tapped across polished skyscraper floors. Fortunately, no such sounds traveled as far as Poppy Hill. Ella heard only soft, pleasant morning sounds. Her mother Abby grinding coffee beans, and her other mother Livy whisking eggs. The rustle of leaves from the big tree outside her window, and the chirps of a few yellow-breasted finches as they flew about from branch to branch. Another perfect morning on Poppy Hill, Ella thought. And then she heard a terrible noise. A screech. A rumble. A thwack, thwack, thwack. Ella ran into the kitchen with her hands over her ears. What is happening? She cried. It sounds, Abby said, pouring water over the ground coffee, like our new neighbors are blasting music. Livy held still, listening. And then, to Ella's dismay, Livy began to dance. Ugh, Ella said. It wasn't that Ella didn't like music. In fact, she enjoyed music very much. But all the residents of 1106 Wildflower Place, until now at least, had known better than to disturb the others by playing it too loudly. Ella had gone over the apartment rules for Leo and Cleo on their moving day, but hadn't thought this particular rule would need to be spoken aloud. I guess some people need to be told everything, Ella muttered as she changed into her daytime clothes. Imagine, she told her mothers between bites of scrambled eggs and toast, blasting music before 8 in the morning. Unbelievable, she told her reflection as she brushed her teeth. Don't worry, she called toward the kitchen as she tied her shoes. I'm headed downstairs to fix this. Chapter 2. Considering that Ella had lived in the apartment house on Poppy Hill for all 9 years of her life, she felt prepared for nearly anything that took place under its roof. Little surprised her anymore. Not even the occasional blur of movement, or unexpected gift, or secret letter. Still, what she saw as she walked down the stairs to the entry hall struck her as unusual. It was Leo.